This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Well, I think you're right. I think 15 months later, it's fair for honest people to look at what the government response to COVID-19 created and what the corporate response created. And it's been a combination between government and certain business leaders across the country that have conspired together to bring us to where we are now. Unfortunately, we the people went along with it, and now we've got to ask ourselves, where has our government taken us? I can tell you that most thinking people are sitting down asking, what did our government do to us through the process of this pandemic? And those are some very troubling questions. That's a real troubling question.
Yeah.
And it starts with the fact that our government lied to us. There's no question that the original models that were built were absolutely not true. And now the researchers that have built them are coming out and saying, well, of course they weren't true. They were models. You put lots of stuff in models that are hypotheticals and may or may not be true. Well, those models got sold to politicians, including Mike DeWine in Ohio, including Donald Trump in the White House at the time. And they bought into those models. And those models were simply not true. They weren't even remotely true. And the mitigation that was applied to some of those models netted virtually nothing against those models because the models simply weren't true. They just weren't true. Now, if you start with that as the basis for trying to guide people through a crisis, people are going to feel defrauded right from the start. Then you get into this whole mask religion sort of thing where you try to turn wearing a mask, which in and of itself is not a truthful scientific tool to fix the problem. And now you turn it into a religious zeal that if you love your neighbor, you wear a mask, and if you hate your neighbor, you don't. Okay, I get it. Then you basically even take that option away from people and say, if you want to survive and get food, you'll do what we tell you to do. And people start feeling like they're animals in a maze. And you can't build a civil society without consent of the governed. And if you're constantly telling people what to do but not giving them the answer why, eventually people get to the end of the rope and they just stop acting rationally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when we start tasing school moms at seventh grade football games in the name of COVID, which happened in our beloved Buckeye State in real time, and the governor of the state didn't do a thing about it, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, you talk about civic society, and you know, I think we have, Robert Putnam's famous book, Bowling Alone, talking about the breakdown of civic institutions outside of politics, outside of things, where just people could get together and form community and form friendships, and the breakdown of that. And I think that goes along with, you know, as church attendance has declined, you know, that was a big driver of drawing those civic institutions together and having a place outside of politics where people can get together and form community. As those have broken down, you know, nothing's replacing that. Everything becomes political, which means everything becomes divisive and everything becomes an argument. And we don't have those places any longer where we can come together as civilized people and just work through those things together in ways that, you know, we look at it and say, we all have skin in this game. We all have a mutual need to see this worked out. And let's work this out together for the betterment of all of us. Instead, it just becomes, you know, survival of the fittest. Everybody's battling. If I win, you lose. Or if you win, I lose. And that's a mindset that just is not conducive for building a cohesive society.
Well, it's one of the reasons that I appreciate YesFM and all your years of service and your team there at YesFM, because we agree if you lose God, you lose man.
Yeah.
And if you lose God and lose man, you lose the value of the individual. And so worth is now defined by the group. Worth is defined by how many likes you have or how many followers you have or how well you're treated on social media or how well you're esteemed in your work environment or in your play environments or in a pseudo-environment. This is the element that technocracy has brought to us. Today, you can create your own reality and your own self-affirmation, none of which is anchored in human reality or in truth or history or principles or eternity. You can create your own altered state of reality. And within the world of the screens and social media and the technocracy that we've created, and it's affirmed and it's developed, and you become a product in the machine of that reality. Now, that's a long way from a family sitting at a picnic table at a park, having a conversation together on a beautiful summer day. That's a long way from human reality.
Yeah. Which we were doing yesterday, by the way. We were out at a picnic table.
Yesterday was a beautiful day. And then you talk about church. Let's face it, what I'm hearing from pastors around the country is the average number of people who haven't come back to church in most congregations a little better than 25%.
Well, and I think we've become so conditioned to have everything online and everything convenient that, you know, there's lots of people saying, oh, I'm just going to keep watching it online. I'm getting church. But church is not about watching a guy do a sermon. Church is not about watching some people stand up on stage and play instruments. You know, it's about, I mean, the church is really just means the gathered, the ecclesia. It means the gathered. You can't have it if you're not gathered. I mean, it's the gathering that is essential to that, to what's going on, more than just, you know, hearing a sermon or singing a song. It's the coming together of God's people, and something happens when God's people comes together that you don't get from just watching it on TV.
Well, try this one out for me. And this is where, by the way, you're going to have to keep calling me whether you're on the radio or not, because I completely forget we're on the radio. I'm interested in what you think, okay? And it means something to me. But my contention is that we show up for what's real.
Yeah.
As people, we show up for what really matters. So if Jesus is the Son of God, come to earth, the Word of God made flesh, if Jesus is the Passover Lamb, the Paschal Lamb, the atoning Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, if his death covers all my need, and his resurrection guarantees my position in eternity forever with him, why would I not show up at church?
It speaks to the heart, doesn't it, David? What do we really believe?
It really does. And I'll tell you, the other reason I show up is because I forget what I read in the Bible this morning by tonight. Every 7 days, I'm on the verge of falling into the pagan world. I need to be reminded at least once a week of what I believe and who he is and who I am, because this culture that I'm surrounded, this is so imposing that I need to push all that stuff back. And once a week, remember, I show up for what is real, and Jesus Christ is real.
Amen.
And he's not just real in the positional, ethereal reality. He's real in regards to how you and I know each other, how we treat each other, how we care for each other. Mm-hmm. Jesus is real.
And when we lose that reality and fall into the lie, we get the culture that we have, which is harsh and cruel and mean and...
And on the verge to restoring dueling, which is a very bad idea. And I only bring it up to prompt our thinking.
Yeah, about where we're going and where we're headed.
Yeah.
We're talking with Dave Zanotti from American Policy Roundtable, the Public Square, iVoters, all kinds of stuff. So, Dave, where can folks go if they want to find all the stuff that you guys have going on?
Well, if you don't want to throw away your shot and you really want to make an impact in culture, listen to Yes FM. And visit us at thepublicsquare.com. That's the easiest way. All the materials that we're doing are available through thepublicsquare.com.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.